Welcome to Strategy Station. We're a stop on your business journey to get motivated and to learn what you need to make money online. I'm Courtney, a business consultant and online marketing expert. And now that you're here, we're going to get you on track. All right, you guys, this podcast episode, I would love if you and I could sit down in a coffee shop and have this discussion. So I'm going to try to imagine that you're sitting right next to me and I'm just going to geek out, and hopefully you geek out with this information that I share with you. So to wrap it up nice and pretty, I'm basically going to share what I have learned from going down the rabbit hole of research on what happens in marketing and entrepreneurship and business after the world has been really intense, for lack of better words. I'll get into all the stories and my thoughts and everything, but basically, history repeats itself, right? As a society, we are growing and evolving, and nothing is truly A to Z exactly how it happened in the past, but we are predictable as human beings to understand how we respond to things. And if you don't know, marketing is really just understanding human behavior and therefore psychology and understanding and predicting what people's needs are and what their desires are and how they are going to respond to certain things. And as a marketer, we take advantage. Well, I wouldn't say take advantage, but we try to gather insight as to knowing how can we meet the needs or requests of the customer. That's what we're here to do. Given what's happening in Ukraine and Russia and what's happening in America, in Florida, and with the Don't Say Gay, and just there's so much intensity in the world, it feels like. And personally, I thought after the last couple of years that we had with the pandemic and the protests and riots and just so much happening, I was like, okay, maybe this is going to be like the calm year, you know, like the calm after the storm, and the world will just kind of generally exhale. wishful thinking, you know. And then the last 2 weeks, it's just been like a cluster. So basically, with all of that happening, I started thinking as a marketer, well, what's going to happen in our industry with entrepreneurship and the business marketing industry on social media coming off of a really intense couple of years, and then more intensity comes up? Like, how are people going to react? What's going to happen now? And your business doesn't necessarily change too much, but the way that we market it does change based on society and what's happening, right? So a pizza restaurant 20 years ago, still selling pizza. I mean, they could still be using the same exact recipe, but the way that they've marketed, again, this is a general assumption, but likely the way that they've marketed and attracted their customer base has shifted to meet the needs, meet the demands. So your business, the structure of it, the product, all of that likely doesn't need to change, but the way that we show up online, that might shift a little bit. And what our consumers, what our clients, what our customers want to experience with your business, that's going to shift a little bit. So I'm happy to share with you everything that I learned from my little research binge the other night. For a random example, I just chose World War II. World War II is really like in that era, there's a lot of marketing and business, and consumerism really kind of took off after that. And so that's where I started my research. So I start Googling World War II, post-World War II art, because I chose art in the art industry because I wanted to see what was happening with colors, color theory, branding, and what kind of art was being created. So this is going on branding. And right now at the time I'm recording this, we're on the cusp of springtime coming, you know, for those that live in cold areas where there's been snow and you haven't seen daylight or warm weather in a while, that spring energy of wanting to be alive and fresh and new, that seems to be happening right now. So if you think fresh, alive, new, the kind of colors that resonate with those words, that same feeling post-war, I wanted to match up. I wanted to see, oh, is this what, you know, the general society was attracted to, was drawn to in the art world, right? And how were people kind of coping or processing what they had just lived through years prior? So when I started Googling all of this, I'll just kind of wrap it up for you guys because God knows I could just go into this forever. But basically, art. There was definitely the art that was processing some really dark and twisted stuff that happened, but I didn't really focus on that too much. I was more focused on new medias of art. And if you understand art, I apologize because I'm probably going to butcher things and get things backwards, but this is me just taking a general overview of what I could take away from it. Straight lines, things that are logical and make sense, color blocking. So there would be, you know, one section of the art that is one color, and then there'd be another section of art. So everything had made sense. It was orderly. And the general sense of what I could tell was a lot of this art that was being created was big, bold, bright colors rather than dark and heavy. They were bold. So they could be like a deep blue, a deep red, but they were bold. And they could also be light and bright colors as well. But the general theme was that things made sense. And taking that from an aspect of looking at post-war is that in World War II especially, but I guess in any war, nothing makes sense. That you couldn't make sense of what was happening in the world at the time. There was no justification on it. There was no, this happened because this, and, you know, maybe this was a sign. You know, there was none of that at such extreme tragedies and traumas that were happening. So in art, things came out as not chaotic anymore, because they had just lived through chaos. So art became this place where you could immerse yourself and it was safe and it was logical and it made sense. It didn't create any more confusion. So how does this relate to you as a business owner, as a marketer? Well, you take those same kind of feelings and apply it to your branding of what you do. So it doesn't mean you have to overhaul your entire business plan, your entire branding kit, anything like that. But anything that you create going forward in the next few months or the next year or so, my guess is you'll want it to not be noisy or chaotic or messy. And you interpret that how you want to. But if you look at something and you're just overwhelmed with how much is there, that's chaotic, that's messy. Even if it's amazing and so much is, you know, quality that's in there, if it doesn't make sense, if it's not simple and easy to process and understand, it's going to be too much. And if we think about what's happening in society right now, at least this is my experience of what I'm seeing, there are a lot of people that are experiencing burnout and overstimulation. And it's not just quite burnout with the I'm doing too much, but it's burnout in the emotional, psychological sense of there's just been so much going on for years now. Intensity, stress, stimulation in the world, in, you know, the people that you interact with, that they don't have bandwidth for anything extra. And so anything that they bring into their sphere or consciousness or, you know, whatever, into their world personally, has to fit in or complement or almost better the situation. So that is something that is not chaotic. That is something that is simple, that is easy to process, that is streamlined. It fits right in. You know, they don't have to stop and pause their life to go ahead and do something else. And I get that this is kind of like an expanded, not so specific idea, but depending on what your business is can you market your service or your product that you sell to seamlessly fit right in, create a benefit for the customer, and make them better in some way, rather than the opposite? So now the next step, this is my brain like just on rapid fire with all of this. If you look at marketing over the past like 5 years, maybe 10, but I would say 5 to be safe, like 3 to 5 years, there was this big push with, you know, the boss movement and entrepreneurship, and not that Gary Vee is responsible for any of this, but the Gary Vee, like, work your butt off kind of mentality. And I'm even not guilty like it was a bad thing, but I, you know, embraced that way of living and that mindset of go, 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 and push harder, commit more, do more, be more. And part of me absolutely thrived off of that. But none of me is doing that in the last 2 years. Like, no, it doesn't even appeal to me in the slightest to be a more kind of person right now. I'm like, now less is more, simplicity. Like, yeah, I want it all, but I'm only willing to do certain things at a certain cost, and I'm gonna work my butt off to figure out how I can do it without burning myself out. And that seems to be fairly similar for all of the consulting clients that I work with as well, is finding the right strategy and the right business plan. So anyway, the marketing in the industry was a go, 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 fast, you know, fast paced, fast industry. And while that still exists, I would say the majority of the population is burnt out from that. It's not appealing. It's not sexy. It's not like, it doesn't have this mystique around it anymore of like, yeah, I want to do that. I want to be a boss. Let's go. And I don't mean like boss in terms of like, I want to have a team under me, but like that boss, you know, like, oh, she's being a boss. He's a boss. Like, you're killing it. That kind of vibe. I think, yes, entrepreneurs want to be powerful, want to be successful, want to be independent, want to be, you know, all that a boss is. But the idea around it, about what it takes, I think that has shifted over the last couple of years. So the aggressive type of marketing of like, do this, be more, you can do it, that I really think is going to shift, because so many people are just overwhelmed because they're trying so hard just to like keep up with what they've got going on right now, that anything extra in addition to it is just no bueno, right? So like, if you're in the health and exercise, you know, fitness industry, like pushing people to do these these extreme challenges, or, you know, anything to the extremes, yes, you'll always have a market for that, but the majority basis are probably not going to be drawn to it like they were 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And, you know, whether that's the fitness industry or, you know, entrepreneurship or whatever niche in industry that you're in, it's how can you take what you do and simplify it? And I want to caution, you don't have to use the word easy, but I would say replace the word easy with simple. People don't need easy. They don't need a cheat. They don't need a hack. They just need it to be not complicated. Simple. It fits right in. It's not going to cause you extra to do. It's not going to slow you down at all. It's not going to hinder your mental health. You're not going to have to do a ton of processing around it. It's simple. We'll do it. This is what it is. This is what you'll get. It's simple. You feel the ease around that. So with the color branding and the thought of what people are attracted to in art is the same as to what they're going to be attracted to in their consumerism and their buying habits as well. Okay, so the other thing outside of the art industry that I was looking at was directly into the marketing of what was happening in marketing and entrepreneurship post-World War II. And it's so fascinating, you guys. If you love this stuff, by the way, and you're like, show me the articles, send me this stuff, I will send them to you. Let me know. You can email me, contact me through the website, and I will email you the actual articles that I was reading, because, gosh, it's just fascinating. Humans are just, we're so interesting. Anyway, the business entrepreneurship marketing world, post-World War II, it wasn't so much that they were focused on bettering the world. It almost seemed like, and again, this is my opinion and what I could gather from it, so I could be off here, but it almost seemed as if there wasn't hope to better the current world. There was a desire to leave the world that they were in and create an entirely different world. Like almost this escapism of, this is just way too much. I want to go to the future where this doesn't exist anymore. And in the future, this is what we'll have. And businesses were marketing towards, this is what is in the future. It doesn't exist now. It's not improved. So you know that saying that's like new and improved. They weren't improving. It's like drop the improve and just put new on it. And here's what's different about this. Here's what's new about this. And so this is where appliances were coming out. If you think of like the Jetsons and the kind of marketing of, you know, flying ships, flying cars, and teleportation, and basically a whole new world. So how does this relate to you as a business owner? Well, in your marketing, it's not necessarily we're better than the rest or we have the premium product, but we have something new. Now, this doesn't mean you need to go ahead and create something brand new or that has never existed before. You can if you want to, but that's actually not the point. The point is, don't focus so much of your marketing on why I'm better and, hey, here's what's wrong with the world right now. It's let's transport you into this other state of being. Let's transport you into the future. And here's what it is. So it depends on what your industry is, but like if you're in the coaching space, the mindset, the personal development space, how does someone of the future react to things? How does someone of the future feel in things? And that is the kind of marketing that will help to sell to people right now who really, they're sort of, I mean, I don't think people are in general going to disassociate and escape their current life and situation. But as far as marketing and spending and what their interests are going to be, heck yeah, if they can kind of dip out mentally from the current society for a little bit and be in another state of being, whether it is from a product or if you are in that personal development mindset kind of coaching industry, whatever takes them there, they'll take it, you know. And so they were marketing appliances, like kitchen appliances, and saying, these are the kitchen appliances of the future. And it showed a husband and a wife in the advertisement sitting in their futuristic kitchen with all of their fancy kitchen appliances. And that's what they were selling. So it doesn't even have to be something mentally or with your mindset, but as long as the product is marketed in a way to sell the future and sell the feeling that people are drawn to right now. Okay, and then the last thing that I want to add on here was a quote from one of the articles that I was reading that was just so fascinating to me. For those of you who market towards an audience that says, we're going to better the world. Well, hold on, now I have to define what I mean by what I'm going to say. It doesn't mean that you have to give up on your mission of helping people in the world. That doesn't end. I'm just saying add this into your marketing or kind of broaden or understand more of what your ideal clients may be thinking. And they may not. I could be wrong about all of this, but here's my theories based off of this research. Is this quote says, critical thinkers could not believe that a higher power could exist that would allow the kind of destruction they had just witnessed. The existentialists attempted to work their way through overarching meaninglessness of life by seeking personal meaning. So that last part, overarching meaninglessness of life by seeking personal meaning. So a lot of marketing over the last couple of years, especially heavy in the coaching industry, if that's what you're in, has been, we're going to create a better world. Do this for other people. If you want to be of service to help other people, I know you care about helping other people. And yes, that is not going away. Like that is massive and amazing. And that's what we're here for, in my opinion. But there is much more of a focus on the individual person than I think there ever has been before. Because my theory is that a lot of people aren't feeling necessarily like they have the capabilities of saving the world, of helping others to the extent where they felt as empowered to in previous years. Because of everything that's going on right now, more focus is on the individual of saying, but I'm not happy. And yes, I want to help other people be happy and be better and improve their lives, but like I got to do me first before I can go and do other people, right? And so that same idea of focus on the person and what meet their needs rather than marketing towards their desire to have a better world. They still desire that. I'm sure that's still in their field of what they want to be doing, of course, as human beings, but I think people are going to be way more motivated to say, I need help now. I need help and this is what I'm struggling with, or this is what I want, this is what I need, because they have no other choice but to actually state what their needs are and take care of themselves first because of what the world has been through over the last few years. So I hope this was fascinating to you. I hope it made sense. If you have questions about applying this to your industry and your business that you're in, please email me or send me a message on social media. I will totally geek out with you and see how I can help you customize these train of thoughts for your business. All right, guys, I will talk to you in the next episode.